So then, when he blocked me, I looked up what a pedophile was, and I was reading off the explanations of what a pedophile was, and even I was still confused on what it was. So then, I explained the same situation to other people I had met online. Bad idea. And asked them what a pedophile was, and they're like, "Oh, it's just someone who dates underage people and shares private pictures to them and stuff or whatever." And I'm like, "What?" I was so confused. I was like, "Because the guy I was friends with, who was turning 18, supposedly, had to constantly ask for pictures, but I told him go to Pornhub, because at that time I wasn't really comfortable with sharing myself until I got talk more into toxic relationships, and now I just don't share myself anymore, ish. Anyways, so yeah, from 2021, actually no, from 2019. Yeah, from 2019 is when people started accusing me of being a pedophile, all because I was very close friends with someone who's underage. Like, I was friends with the guy for like 5 years. And even the friend group that I was a part of, that he was also a part of, there was a girl in one of them who I was actually best friends with. That's how I met him, through her. Anyways. My friend who I met through him, I met her, him through her, I mean. Paused because I was watching a guy walk by with pants that are so high up. I'm watching a movie. I get distracted so easily, sorry. Anyways, when I said that I have autism, dyslexia, and ADHD, that is true. But I also have tics. And I'm also still sick, unfortunately. And multitasking is not my strong suit, but if I had a three screens in front of me, I'd be able to watch all three of those screens at the same time. But talking and watching, I can't do. And now I'm going British. Oh, God. Anyways, yes, that's all I. The rest is like mishmash, because I can't remember most of it, because I forget very easily over time. So, yeah.